I have to start my day. What time is it? It's 10:48. I didn't sleep very much last night. I was up late talking with friends, but that's kind of the usual. I don't have the best sleeping schedule. That's okay. How did you sleep? Well, regardless, I'm glad you at least slept. Sleeping's good. I apologize if my voice sounds a little gruff, you know, morning voice. Are you ready to get up and start your day? Yeah? I can offer some positive affirmations, if you will. Does that sound good? Okay, ready? Repeat after me, okay? Today will be a good day. Good. Today I will be productive, even if it's small. Good. I will eat something today, even if it's not right now. Okay, I will drink water today. Good. Maybe, and you don't have to do this with me, but you can do what we talked about and go look in the mirror. And say at least 5 nice things about yourself. Or you can say them to me if you'd like. You want to try that? Well, you know, even if you don't believe in them sometimes, it's good to put it out in the universe. Make it known. Have you heard of the law of attraction? That's a thing, you know. I'll tell you about it. So, the law of attraction basically means that, you know, if you put something out into the universe, I will. I have done this. I will do that. I know wants because it's concrete. You make it known to the universe. Maybe not now, but eventually it will happen. And you know, this is straying away from the idea of God, but fate and, you know, stuff like that. Things that were meant to be. So that's why when people say, like, this will be good, this will be a good show, or I'll do good on this test. That's the law of attraction. You know, mind over matter, if you will. You want to try that? We can go back and forth. Say 5 things each. You know, I say one thing, you say one thing. About ourselves. Get the day started with some positivity. Okay? I'll go first. Let me think. This isn't setting a good example, but I swear. I like that I'm making a better habit to eat well. Okay. Yes, that counts. That counts. Okay. You go. Okay. One thing. Good. Good. Even if it's small. I like my hairstyle. It suits my face. Okay? Now you go. Good. I like my voice. It's something I've always struggled with, even if it's stupid. But it's not stupid. I'm sorry. It's not stupid. Okay. You go. Okay. Good. Okay, 4 for me. Sorry, I'm stretching. I like the effort that I'm putting in currently to be a better person. I think I'm doing a really good job. Your turn. Good. And our final one, I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I don't need to harm my body, because I'm okay with my body, because I like it. I don't really know if that counts, but it counts in my book, so... Okay, your turn. Last one. Good. I'm really glad we could do this. You know. Opening up and stuff. I know that it's hard sometimes. I know that I struggle with it as well. I'm not good at opening up to people. It's easier to stay quiet and, you know, keep to yourself. But even just spending a little bit of my morning like this with you, being open, it's comforting, you know? I enjoy starting my mornings with someone, you know, even, I don't know, even if we don't know each other that well, or at all, just making my presence known to someone, especially with the situation that the world's going in right now, I just enjoy that I can spend time with you. And you are a beautiful person. Very beautiful. And you mean so much to me. You know that, right? Time has no limitations on how close people can be. I know that it's a big thing that everyone says that you have to know someone for a certain amount of time to feel something for them, but I don't believe that. Okay? That's just something someone made up so they couldn't get hurt or validate the fact that they probably were in love with someone. I don't know. But... I love you. Much as probably many other people love you. I'm sorry if I'm not good at this emotional comforting, like, thing. I just wanted to spend my morning with you. And I'm trying to be vulnerable in a way. So, I apologize if I'm not the best at getting into these deep talks or being emotional, you know? I'm just not good at it. It's something I've been working on, but this is a good way to start our day together. And I hope we can start our mornings like this all the time. Even if you're not here next to me, it's okay. Maybe next time I can attempt to fall asleep. But I don't know. Yeah, do you like that law of attraction thing? It's pretty cool. You know, and I don't know how you are I don't know how you are with, what's it called? Religion and stuff like that and what you believe in. And that's okay. By all means, believe in what you will. But I'm a big believer in fate and the universe. And, you know, I believe that there's a higher power, of course. But it's comforting to think of the idea that you have more control over what you think. You know, and don't take this in a way that, like, I don't respect any religion. Of course I do. But isn't it a comforting thought, knowing that you have more power than you think you do? That telling yourself you're gonna have a good day could result in you having a good day. You being more positive about yourself and towards yourself, in the long run, it pays off. I remember when I was younger, I had a horrible self-esteem. Oh my god. And, you know, there was this little thing. One of my exes, whenever he would compliment me, I'd be like, no, 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 thank you, no, no, no. And he told me, he was like, even if you don't believe it, just say thank you. You know? Because it's still a compliment. So I started doing that instead of denying it and saying that I'm ugly or that that's not possible. I gave it a try. And I said thank you. And one day, I started to believe it. And I started to agree with some of those compliments. I don't know. Maybe you should try that. And I don't know how you accept compliments, but it never hurt to try. Or even if you do know, I'm glad. We all need to be kinder to our bodies and our minds and our souls. Well, I won't stay too long on this topic. I know how religion can be so touchy for some people. Even though this isn't really talk of religion, but, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Okay, well, I should probably get up and start my day. Make some breakfast. Oh, we had some bagels. No, we don't have any more bagels. I don't know why. I've been on this weird kick of bagels and cream cheese. But, like, plain. Fully plain. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually a really plain eater. Oh, my god. Very plain. Like if I like, get a salad. There's, like, nothing on it. Just the fucking salad. Oh, I swore. I'm sorry. just the salad. Like, no, like... Like onions or Actually, I do like cherry tomatoes, but I don't like the carrots or anything. Literally anything. Or when I get a cheeseburger, it's just cheese. Just cheese. My friends always ridicule me for how plain I eat. So with bagels, a plain bagel with plain cream cheese, that's my stuff, baby. In general, though, breakfast foods. I'm not a fan of pancakes or waffles. I like them. I like them, but like, they're not my good. They're not what I want. But, like, I don't know how to explain it. Just take my word for it. It's just something that I don't eat all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm gonna eat. We have no cereal. We do have some sausage patty. Mm-mm. Yes, sausage patties with cheese on a biscuit. That's my shit. Oh my god, I keep swearing. I hope it doesn't matter to you. I tried to be safe for work friendly and not swear, but apologies. Okay, well, what are you gonna eat? If not now, then later. Or maybe you are eating right now. What are you eating? Huh? What are you gonna eat? That sounds good. You know what I just found out? There's something called angel's milk. Have you ever heard of that? I figured it out yesterday because I have this friend who likes honey and milk. And I've never had honey and milk. And I was trying to look up the recipe, like, if there's, like, something extra to it. And I found this thing called angel's milk. And it's milk, a splash of vanilla, and, like, a tablespoon or two of sugar. That sounded kind of yummy. I kind of want to try it. I might go try it today. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that we could spend our morning together. Or, you know, whatever time it is for you right now. But it's my morning, so thank you for spending my morning with me. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you later, okay? I promise. Okay. Goodbye. For now, though. For now. For now.